From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. The White House is continuing to stand by President Donald Trump's wiretapping claim. White House spokesman Sean Spicer faced off Thursday against a room full of reporters who wanted to know why Mr. Trump keeps insisting the wiretapping by the Obama administration took place. Top lawmakers on the House and Senate Intelligence Committee say it never happened. When asked if the administration will apologize to Mr. Obama if the wiretapping claim turns out to be untrue, Spicer had this response.
We're not going to prejudge where the outcome of this is. I think we've got to let the process work its will, and then when there's a report that comes out conclusively from there, then we'll be able to comment. But to jump ahead of this process at this point would be inappropriate.
Sean Spicer. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he's willing to accept the fairly dramatic cuts President Donald Trump is proposing to his department's budget. He added, the level of government spending seen last year is simply unsustainable. The White House's America First budget proposal aims to boost defense spending and offset the increase with steep cuts in funding for the State Department, foreign aid programs, and the Environmental Protection Agency. The State Department would see more than one quarter of its funds stripped away. Ousted U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was reportedly paid nearly $68,000 by Russian interests in 2015. The amount largely came from a more than $45,000 fee he got paid by the Kremlin-funded RT television network. Flynn traveled to Moscow to help promote RT's 10th anniversary, a trip that included a gala dinner at which he was seated at the same table as Russian President Vladimir Putin. 42 people have been killed and many more wounded in an air attack on a mosque in Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attack took place in a rebel-held village in Aleppo province. The London-based observatory said the mosque was packed with worshippers for evening prayers. It said more than 100 people were wounded, with still many trapped in the rubble of the collapsed mosque. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is scheduled to attend his first G20 meeting in Germany. Before the meeting of financial leaders Friday, Mnuchin met in Berlin with his German counterpart for a bilateral meeting. After their meeting, Mnuchin said the new administration will not tolerate any countries that try to devalue their currencies to gain an unfair trade advantage.
Our focus is creating economic growth that is good for the United States and good for the rest of the world. And it is not our desire to get into trade wars. It is our desire to deal with where there is imbalance in certain trading relationships that we have a means to address that.
The United States ran a trade deficit of $502 billion last year. In Kenya, the Manufacturers Association says the government's directive to ban plastic bags will hurt more than 170 companies and put at least 60,000 people out of work. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
The Kenya manufacturers are not happy after the government announced a plan to ban plastic bags beginning September. Kenya Association of Manufacturers Chief Phyllis Wakiaga says the problem is not plastic bags, but consumer behavior.
Issue of waste management is a challenge that we must admit as a country because all of us are responsible for it. How we manage our waste at individual level, at household level, at business level is a concern that all of us as Kenyans should be part of a solution.
According to the United Nations Environment Agency, Kenyan supermarkets use 100 million plastic bags every year. The agency has welcomed the government ban. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
West African troops have rescued thousands of civilians being held in villages along the Nigerian-Cameroon border by Boko Haram insurgents. A Cameroonian official said more than 60 insurgents were killed in the operation earlier this month. An Australian aid worker kidnapped in Afghanistan in November has been released. A spokesman for the African Ministry of Interior confirmed that the woman was released in Kabul Monday. The woman was kidnapped at gunpoint in one of Kabul's upscale neighborhoods. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.